You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Eric.
How's it going?
Pretty good, honestly. We're going into a new year.
Yes.
And by the time people are listening to this, it might actually be the new year.
Yeah.
It will be the new year. We're in the new year. It's 2019.
Welcome.
Welcome. So there's something that I do every single year. As you know, I'm a Scorpio.
You never last forget.
I won't. I gotta let people know what they're dealing with.
Okay.
So I have like one of the last zodiac signs of the Roman calendar year.
Yeah.
And so I think of my birthday as my personal New Year.
Okay.
Usually, right around the time of my birthday, every single year, I start to really take stock of like how I feel about myself, how I feel about my behavior. I think a good sign of growth can be recognizing bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent some time thinking about like, what are my worst habits at the moment? How can I do better on those things? And then also like, I think about goals I would like to accomplish. I set yearly intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice because my birthday is toward the end of the year. I have this time where I'm self-assessing around my personal New Year, and then that dovetails so nicely, beautifully into the same Roman calendar New Year as everyone else.
Yes.
So, you know, some have Rosh Hashanah.
You have intentions.
I have intentions. I have intentions. And so, so every year I make a list. Sometimes I was asking for a lot. I think, like, there were definitely probably a couple years where I was using coded language to ask for a husband. Check.
So clearly they work.
The intentions work.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So every year I do it. And last year you actually joined me.
I did.
Ever the skeptic.
Yes, I tried to get out of it, but last year you got me. My intentions were to discount shop.
Okay.
And to go to the movies. And I'm happy to say that similar to your man was delivered.
Thank you so much.
I was delivered both of those things. A bountiful discount shopping and many, many movies.
That's true, actually. I would have to say we now have like a little mail area in the New Gimlet offices. Frequently, I pass through there and I find packages for you.
Yes. In my defense, I
knew you were going to say some of them are for your daughter.
Yes. I buy Eve a lot of clothes.
Very fashionable clothes, I have to say.
She stays fresh. It's nice to be able to keep her that way. But I do also buy some things for myself, and I needed a lot of stuff. I had to get rid of a lot of clothes. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, flex. I'm just saying, like, I've been achieving some fitness goals, and
oh, right. I forgot about that.
Therefore, needed to, like, revamp my wardrobe a bit.
I look at you every single day, and you do have, like, a very consistent aesthetic.
Yes.
So you are bringing in new clothes. I do notice, actually, frequently when you buy something new.
I know you notice.
There was a yellow polo, a bright yellow polo, short-sleeve polo that Eric wore this summer. It was very fresh.
It was terry cloth.
It was out of your typical color range.
You know, I am spontaneous, you know? You can't put me in a box. And so, yes, sure. Is it rare that you're going to get a canary yellow terry cloth polo shirt? Absolutely. It's not going to happen every day. But it could happen. And that's all I'm trying to say. Don't forget.
All right. So you discount shop. And the other thing you said you're going to do is go to the movies.
Yes. And I did that a lot. It was nice. I went a lot with friends, but I also just went like by myself. Like I really enjoy going to the movies by myself. So.
Yeah. Well, that's really good. I'm really happy to hear that. I had some intentions last year. I think I had one that was like a daily moment of peace. I didn't do it every day, but it definitely got me to sort of like slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I said that I was going to do was try my best and then remember that I was trying my best, which...
It still sounds funny when you say it. Like, I've heard the reason and it makes sense. I'm not trying to play you.
We already went through that 2018. That's in the past. Were you like that girl with the shopping bags? Like, we're stepping into new shit in 2019.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
But yes, that one I did okay at. I think really just both of them point to the fact that I just have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah,
and, you know, I just try to chip away at it a little bit every day. And then it grows back at night. But it's a new year.
It is.
New intentions.
Whew.
Seeing as your intentions last year worked out so well.
I'm going to participate a little more this year. I'm going to, you know, lean into this experience. I did find a decent amount of value, I guess, in the process. So I am sitting down before you today, a slightly more willing participant in this process.
Every year we just inching along. I love it. Even caterpillars become butterflies.
Well, I'm glad
actually,
I could help.
Only caterpillars become butterflies.
That's true.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So I think you should go first.
Please. Am I going first?
Yeah, share with me. Sure. Because I think you have several intentions.
I have more than one.
Okay.
So one thing I'll start with is I want to kind of, I guess, codify in this sense something I had already kind of been doing informally. Mm-hmm. This year I tried to step out of my comfort zone a little bit. You know, I had a lot of changes.
Short sleeves. Hiking. I
wore short sleeves more this year, but I, you know, hey. But no, I'm trying to do more things that I am known to be typically resistant to. I developed a strong love for plants last year.
Also yoga.
Yoga as well. So this year, I intend to try more things that I am vehemently opposed to.
What are you going to do? What's one of them?
Camping. I want to go camping at some
point.
I didn't
know you were anti-camping.
I don't like...
uncontrolled nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that you give up in a scenario like that. And I understand it's rewarding for people. And, you know, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum. But there are a lot of things I just don't understand about the process of why people do it and how people find enjoyment in it. But, hey, I'm going to try. I'm going to try at some point.
Okay.
At some point next year. I will go camping.
Are you going to go by... Don't go by yourself.
I probably absolutely will not go by myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's... Like, you ever see that movie where that guy... It's like
where he,
a
like,
young
dies
white
in
boy,
the woods?
He dies in the woods. Yeah. And I think the movie might be called
Into the Wild.
Woods.
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. Oh, God. And that makes me think of the other movie where the guy... The rock fell on his arm and he had to cut it off and climb out.
Yeah.
Don't go camping by yourself.
That issue. I am very... Okay. I'm, you know... I'm still even trying. I might have to do some glamping before I get to the full camping experience.
Good.
So camping is one. I was thinking about maybe taking like a dance class. Like not like, I'm not going to be out here like crumping or something like that. But
your joints don't have the range.
Exactly.
Like literally, figuratively.
But no, I consider like a salsa class or something like that. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
That's a thing I like if somebody asked me to do, I would be like, oh no, I'm never doing that.
Wow.
So I figure I should try to do it.
Wow. This is like a movie. You know what I mean? Where it's like the curmudgeonly old man starts taking salsa classes and it comes alive.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I wouldn't get my hopes up that much.
Something to think about.
But I would like to have tried it. So anyway, stuff like that. I'm gonna try to do a few more things. I'm like, no, hell no. Now I'm going to be maybe once. That's my new, not
that's
hell
good.
No, maybe once.
You'll try it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one. And then I want to...
No, I should share one now.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So I don't know.
So I think that you've heard me say this before, that 2019, some have heard me say before, 2019 is going to be my wig year.
Yes.
I've been talking about getting a wig for... like a decade. I say it's my wig year, but like we'll see how the financials shake out. It might just be my clip-ins year.
Okay. You know, hey, I'm baby stepping. You can baby step.
This is my glamping.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my glamping.
Sometimes you need something in between.
It's true. Because I'm going to be honest. I know myself. I can't get a weave. First of all, I don't do well with braids. That's number one.
Lord knows that.
And everybody knows that underneath the weave is cornrows. And I just couldn't imagine sewing in... like tracks, because then I would just, within like 40 minutes, I'll be like, this has to go. I can't do it. But a wig is like a little bit more versatile. You can pop it on, pop it off. So the thing is that I've been talking about clip-ins and wigs for like years. And it's not like, especially clip-ins, like I think I would maybe pay $200 for them, maybe. Mm-hmm. And like $200 is not nothing.
Yeah.
But it's like...
You could do it.
I could do it. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's an achievable like, financial goal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my bras cost a lot of money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't.
Like, that's like three... You don't. That's but, like... You know what I'm saying? It's like three bras. Mm-hmm. And it's just like... I could just get clip-ins. And I realized that it actually isn't about, it's not about the expense. It's not about the actual clip-ins themselves. It's about me not feeling like I can spend money on something really frivolous for myself.
Yeah.
I feel like if I spend money on something, there has to be some sort of purpose behind it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm getting an allowance or something like that. I'm not, it's my money. Yeah. I'm grown. If I want to buy myself some clip-ins and have them dyed to match my hair exactly, I should be able to do that.
You should. I say everything in moderation, even the frivolous stuff.
Yeah.
And you just got a plan.
If you tell somebody like, oh, I spent money on this plane ticket, they're like, oh my God, like you're so cultured. It's amazing. But if you're like, you know, I'm not eating lunch out today because I'm putting this toward my wig fund, people will be judgmental. And they think of it a different way. So when I say 2019 is my wig year, what I really mean is like, I need to stop having so much guilt mm-hmm. over doing something fun for myself. Really, it's just sort of like giving myself the permission to do something frivolous or extraneous or silly or fun just because I want to.
That's good. That's a good intention.
2019, yeah. All my right. wig year. Also, my pantsuit year. I'm going to get a pantsuit. We've been talking about pantsuits on the team recently.
There's been a lot of talk about pantsuits.
Yeah. I mean, like, nah, I'm not going to get one of these Hillary pantsuits, not these goofy pantsuits. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still young.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm going to get a cool pantsuit too. I'm going to get like a Vanessa Hudgens style pantsuit.
Wow.
Look it up.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah. If you enjoyed the Princess Switch this past holiday season, you'll love one of Vanessa Hudgens' pantsuits.
As everyone has.
More people than you think.
Let's see. What's next? This is a big one. Don't take offense. But I want to meet more people outside of my immediate friend group.
I think this is good.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Why do you think, like, you told me not to be offended.
Well, I didn't want you to.
I think it's a good idea, but you seem hesitant.
I, you know me. I mean, we, at some point, we had a long conversation about how I was adamant that I would not, and I was intentionally.
No new friends.
Not going to make any more new friends.
You were just going to focus hard.
Yeah.
On the friends that you had.
Including you.
That was one of the main areas of focus. One of the top areas of focus there.
And look
year.
How that turned out.
And look how that turned out. That's true. That's true.
I think it worked out. We're hosting a podcast. But while my friend group is amazing, I enjoy and love you all very much. Mm-hmm. We are a bit homogeneous, you know.
Yeah.
It's a tight circle.
Circle's tight.
And this year I actually, you know, went from being partnered to not partnered. And so, you know, I'm just looking to switch it up a little bit. I'm trying to see what is out there. What do people do when they have fun, you know, like where do people like go?
When you said fun and go, like people, it's a world out there.
I know, that's the thing. I know there is. For a lot of time, I have not had much interest in said world, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I think I am trying to, you know, every now and again, you want to go out and have fun. I used to party.
You're a good time Charlie.
Exactly.
Yeah, used to party.
So I'm gonna tap into that in this new year. And I think it would be nice to like meet a few friends to like kind of broaden that circle and have a few more people. You know, I see you a lot. And I enjoy that time.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
I enjoy it. It's great.
Really, because sometimes I feel like you say exactly otherwise.
Well, you know, it's look, life is about balance.
Okay, sure.
But you know, it'd be nice to mix it up. And plus, you get so much value from my friendship. Why not spread the wealth?
Okay. I that statement aside, I think that this is a very good idea. New experiences, new people. I mean, you might meet new friends through trying some of the things that you think that you might hate, you know?
Yeah.
Or there may be some things that you want to try that your current friends might be like, oh, no, thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then Which is why I pick people like that.
Keep yourself safe. But then maybe, you know, like one of your new friends might be exactly the right person to try this new thing with you.
Who knows? I'm so excited.
You don't sound excited, but I think you are.
I overall am. I don't, you know, I don't enjoy it.
Newness?
Newness, change.
You don't like change.
You know, like making new friends takes you back to that feeling of like middle school. It's like, hey, you're cool. I'm cool. You want to hang out? You know, it's just like it can be a little bit weird. It's a weird thing making friends as an adult. But I'm going to try it.
That's good. I think that's really good. I'm really excited about this. Congratulations.
Thanks. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I have another one. So looking at previous year's intentions and things like that. You know, I'm a journaler. I am. I'm a journaler.
Yes.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Just the way you said it. You're just like, I don't know if you know this about me.
But I am a journaler. And I realized like a lot of my intentions are based around like fear and anxiety and feeling like constant stress. And I was talking to my therapist about this. And like, I think I presented it to her as if I was like, this is a very new and radical idea. And then I remember that she had basically said the same thing to me in like 2016. And also 2014. So finally I'm getting it. But I was thinking and I was like, you know, so much of the time I'm really anxious and really worried about certain things. Those are not the things that end up being like the shit that pops off.
Mm, yeah.
Like she actually sat down and I was like telling her about some worry that she found to be comical. Not the first time.
I've had that experience too.
Anyway. And so I was talking to her about this and then she was like, look, ma'am. She didn't say that to me. That's not how she talks. But she was just like, look, she's like, you come into my office for the past 6 years and you have always some worry. And then after that one runs its expiration date out, then there's another one and there's another one to replace it, like fucking whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, okay, it hasn't been no crystal stare, your life, whatever. Yeah. She's like, but of the things you actually come in here very pressed about, she's like, how many of those things actually turned out? And I was like, offended. I was so fucking offended. I was like, I pay you every week and this is how you treat me.
And that's she the was point.
Right. Yeah, that is the point. And she was right though. Like a lot of the things that I'm the most anxious about are the things that never, like, where am I getting this from? Like, where am I getting this from? And I realized that it's just like this nagging feeling like that somehow, like right around the corner, is like something coming to like screw everything up. Mm. Not to say those things do not happen, but they're usually something. It's like, remember that one show used to be on Showtime with Mandy Patinkin and that girl ended up dead because the toilet fell out of the sky on top of her head? Dead Like Me. That was the name of it.
I do know that show. That was a very specific scenario.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is though, is like this flaming toilet fell out of the sky on top of her and killed her instantly. And like, when I think about the things that have gone wrong in my life, it's more like the burning toilet variety. It's just sort of like, what's a burning toilet doing in the sky? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's less like the thing that like I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, did I turn off the gas? Did I do this? Like, it's never those things.
Yeah.
It's always like just some complete aberration that just like came out of the sky like a fucking comet. I couldn't have predicted it. I couldn't have called it. It was crazy. And that was really it. And so like, she was like, what? I was like, you know, I've been thinking recently. I really should have said I've been thinking recently about shit you've been trying to get me to think about for the past, like, 5 years. But I've been thinking recently, and I was like, what if I just, like, I'm, like, wearing myself out, all this anxiety, all the time. What if I just, like, assumed that everything was just going to be fine?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, yeah. And she was so gracious. She didn't say, like, I've been telling you this. Like, I've been waiting for you to just fucking get it. Because the thing is, like, if something goes wrong, most of the time you can't predict it and you can't stop it. And sometimes it doesn't even end up as bad as you think it's going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2019, I'm going to try to just act as if everything is going to be fine.
I think that's great advice.
It's very difficult.
Who are you talking to?
I don't want to call you out.
Probably the most stressed person in a 5-mile radius. Overall, though, I think that's great. I've been trying to go with the flow a little more, you know.
Outside of work. Okay. I was like, I'm missing these moments.
I mean, it comes in small pockets, you know. I don't want anybody to get too comfortable. I want you to know I can surprise you. I don't always want to surprise you.
Okay, that's good. Coy.
Yeah.
Just being coy. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to not be so hypervigilant and like constantly thinking that like something's lurking.
I think that's good. I don't know that I can do all that. There's a certain bit of stress, anger, and worry that I think is healthy for me. But,
you keep saying that, and I think that, like, eventually a doctor might intervene and just tell you that's not the case.
I don't know. I mean...
Do you have another thing? Do you have another intention?
I have one last. This is a fast one.
Okay.
I want to travel a little bit more. I traveled a little bit this year through work and otherwise just on, like, vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I took my first, like, actual solo vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a good time. It was really nice. So, yeah, I found me a few, like, travel deal sites. I'm sure you've heard me mention a couple things. One of my mini savings goals is to have a travel fund for, like, short-term travel. And if I see something cheap, I'm just going to try to go.
Where do you want to go?
I would love to go to the Caribbean. I would love to go to South America. There are a whole bunch of countries in Africa I would like to visit. More warm weather stuff than cold. but also, you know, I haven't been to Europe. Sure, let me go see, you know, the land that the colonizers have brought. But, you know,
they have some nice stuff, to be honest with you.
I know.
There's some nice stuff there.
But, you know, I'm kind of open. That's why I think I just want to have like a bit of a fund. And if I come across something that looks exciting and fits in within my range, then I'm just going to go.
This is really good, Eric. I'm so happy that you're taking this seriously. Because last year you were like, I don't have anything. And then you had two things and you did them and they made you happier. And then you went beyond that.
Yes.
And now you have these amazing intentions.
Yes, Brittany. Thank you so much for bringing this process.
I wasn't saying that you have to thank me. Not all of us are always fishing for credit. What I was just saying is that I am happy about this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for you to travel.
Yeah.
Mostly because I can't wait for you to leave town. So I can really be myself.
Oh, you will get your wish, hopefully often. I mean, it's restorative for me, too. Let's be honest.
Anyway, so I obviously have a list in my phone with many, many more things that I want to focus on. Paying off my student loan debt this year, which I'm looking forward to. But the last thing I'm going to share today, I am going to try to enjoy and celebrate my accomplishments.
That's good.
Yeah, it's usually an extreme source of anxiety and pain for me. Very stressful to celebrate my accomplishments. I know that you are similar.
Yeah, I share a feeling. Yeah. We're friends for a reason.
We are friends for a reason. It's very hard. Like, so recently, I won an award.
You did. Congratulations.
Thank you. A Newswomen's Club of New York award for an episode of the show that I had produced at the end of 2017. And so they send this email and they were like, you won this award. And I didn't tell anybody for like 3 days. It stressed me out. My chest got tight. I was like, oh my God, I won this award. I was like, other people must not have even submitted. And I was like, they probably had like just me submitted and then that was it. I was like, what if the facts in it aren't true? I was like, Brittany, you fact checked it within an inch of its life. Somebody else fact checked it. And you recall, I did a lot of research for this thing, a lot of first person research.
Yeah.
I like peer reviewed other people's research with other people. It was crazy. And then I was like, maybe I didn't work that hard on it.
No.
And then my partner was like, no, because you really weren't sleeping and you were acting really extra for like 3 months. I was crying a lot because I was nervous. I wanted it to be good and correct and all this stuff. And so then they had an award ceremony. They sent this email. They're like, oh, if you want to buy tickets for the thing. And then I felt like the price of the tickets was too expensive, even though I wouldn't really be buying the tickets. I was like, I can't ask anyone to pay for these tickets for me to go to this thing.
Stress. Just wild.
Too much stress. Eventually, they ran out of tickets for the event. I even had to like purchase a ticket for myself to attend. And that meant that I didn't have a ticket.
Yes, I
know. Which caused me both anxiety, but also relief. Because then I wouldn't have to actually confront this accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I realized, I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this good thing happened. And then I tried to pretend like it wasn't happening. And now I don't even have the opportunity to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would cause me so much anxiety to actually do something well. It was like very stressful. So then I just emailed the people and I was like, look, if anybody ends up not needing their tickets, put me down for two. Well, I was like, just let me know. I'll see what happens. It's a shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then very fortunately, as luck would have it, like 3 days before the award ceremony, I ended up getting 2 tickets. I went with my partner and we had an amazing time. It was like all these people who'd done all this amazing work. I was really humbled. And then for the first time, once I was in the room wearing a full length dress that I had to order from ASOS that really looked like something somebody would wear to their high school orchestra concert. But like once, you know, I was like, okay, I was there and I had the award. I was like, oh shit, this is great. It took a little bit too much for me to actually be able to enjoy this thing that I had earned. And it was very difficult for me to understand that I had earned it and that I didn't get it through some shady backdoor deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people are giving out journalism awards through shady backdoor deals.
Not typically.
Right. This is the type of thing that my therapist is talking to me about every single week. I may not have this job forever. I would say this is overall a rich time in our careers. Things are going well.
Absolutely.
And I may not always have that. Some years are better than others. And so I should just like try to like just enjoy it. You know, people might not always like anything that I make.
Yeah.
So it's like, while people like it and think that it's good, I should just be grateful for that and like just chill and actually like enjoy it. Speaking as your friend, saying this out of love, I think sometimes you and I both don't want to enjoy something that we have for fear that something's going to happen to it.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the thing is that, like, you know, all things end eventually. And so it's like, might as well enjoy it while you have it.
What I'm going to say is inherently hypocritical because I do the exact same thing.
Yes, you do.
But it still needs to be said. I was even frustrated with you about this because what our pattern typically is like when something good happens to one of us, the recipient of said good thing mm-hmm. will do everything they can to
avoid it.
Avoid it. Mm-hmm. But the other person typically is really good about being way too aggressive about making sure that that is not actually possible.
True. But that's very true.
In this particular case, I didn't have enough information about what was going on. So at the time that I actually figured out what was happening, it was already too late.
I did that, I think, by design. If I look back, I think I probably did that on purpose.
Yeah, I was very frustrated with you because that's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you.
I think everyone around you recognized that you did great work. Even in this moment, you have not said what the episode was. People should go back and listen to Cowboy of the West Village.
That was for Cowboy of the West Village.
Yes, it was a great episode. You worked on it.
Thank you. I did
for
work
a
on
long
it.
Time.
Cried. And bled. Bled for that episode. Cried.
And it turned out great. And I think the thing that we are good at reminding each other is, every now and again, you do have to take that step back. I forget that every single time. But I can remind you is that, you know, that is a moment where you got to take a step back. So I'm glad that you are going to celebrate yourself more often.
I'm trying.
You know, I'm a big fan of credit. And I think
you love some credit. That's true.
Yeah. And I don't like to be on record giving you praise. But
it's also true.
I do believe in credit that is deserved being given. So I think it's great, one, that you receive this honor. And then two, I think it's great that you're going to continue to celebrate yourself in the future.
Yeah.
That's my positive things
Thank
to
you.
Say about you today.
Thank you.
For
Thank
the rest
you.
Of the year.
Thank you. Thank you for the rest of the year. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to try and bask in my accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Just going to try to be chill. Yeah. Try to have a little more fun.
Sounds like I'm going to have a great year now.
I think you are.
Well, no, I'm like, as a result.
Oh, you're making fun of me. Right. Whatever. I do actually think you're going to have a good year.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope so. I hope so. I hope you do as well. Listeners, you guys should let us know what y'all are going to do.
Yes. Let us know what your intentions are for 2019. I want to know. If you have any first steps, I would love to know what you plan on doing. I especially want to know for people who might be doing the thing that Eric is doing, trying things that they assumed previously that they would really hate. I would love to know what specific activities you're going to be using to get out of your comfort zone.
Yes. I actually be curious too, because I hate most things.
You do. You do.
So it's probably on my list too.
Hit us up.
At The Nod Show.
At The Nod Show. We would love to know. We can chat about it. You know, we can have a little support group. Intention support group 2019.
2019 glow up.
Glow up. I think that's actually what you had named our group chat last year.
John did it, but I supported it.
I know there are different calendars people use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Islamic calendar. There's a Hebrew calendar.
Chinese calendar.
Chinese calendar. Chinese New Year is not happening yet. Some people go by the Greek Orthodox calendar.
Whatever your flavor.
Whatever your calendar is, we wish you a happy Roman calendar New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everybody.